Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral, and a word of welcome also to all our extended families and friends, Catholics who are watching us, following us through the television, the radio, or internet. Today we gather with the Church to celebrate her birthday, namely the Feast of Pentecost. This is the day when the Holy Spirit descends upon the apostles and they preach fearlessly the words of God to all the ends of the world. We ask the Lord to help us in this Mass, to help us to actualize the gifts of Spirit within us, that we too might be courageous in living our faith and to pass that faith down to others. For the many times that we have failed to do so, we ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie King.
Let us pray. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly, there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under the heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each one of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt and districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans, Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, and so also is Christ. For in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons. We were all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor, come, source of all our store. Come within our bosom shine, you of comforters the best, you the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below, in our labor rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of yours and our inmost being fill. Where you are not, we have not. Nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness, pour your dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore, in your sevenfold gift descend. Give them virtue's sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia.
According to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today we gather with the church to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, the day when the Holy Spirit is sent upon the apostles and thus marks the beginning of the church. It is the church birthday and is also our birthday. We have two birthdays, one the one when we were born physically into the world, and then the other when we were born spiritually through the water baptism into the church. And so since it being the church's birthday, we as members of the church, is also our birthday as well. So happy birthday. I'm sure those of you who are married and have children, you can resonate with these little stories. It was on Sunday morning like today, Pentecost Sunday, and the mother hurriedly walked into her son's bedroom, knock on the doors and open it and accidentally talking to the bundle of love under the covers. Get up, hurry up, we're running late, it's time to go to Mass. And from under the cover came the voice that, I don't want to go, I don't have to go. And the mother replied, what do you mean you don't want to go? You have to go. It's Sunday and we always go to Mass. Get up. And all of a sudden the son just pulled off the cover and said, I don't want to go, and I will tell you two reasons why I don't have to go. First, they don't like me. And second, I don't like them. And the mother responded saying, what do you mean they don't like you and you don't like them? You have to go, and I give you two reasons why. First, you are 50 years old, and the other, you are the priest. The little story is kind of reflective of today's feast at Pentecost. First, the surprise, and then came the laughter. The disciples, after the death of Jesus, they locked themselves behind locked doors for fear. Fear of the Jews. And they also fear for their lives because the very violence that was done to Jesus, they were afraid that it might be done to them as well. And so they locked themselves behind locked doors for security reason. They also huddled together for perhaps also for safety as well. And so they were there and thinking they were safe. But then Jesus appeared in their midst. That was a surprise because they thought they had lost Jesus through his death. But now he stood in their midst, and then come the laughter. Jesus allowed them, talked with them, allowed them to touch him. He ate with them. And so they were so happy, so incredulously happy. Had they known what Jesus was about to ask them, they would have not laughed so long and so hard. Jesus told them, just like perhaps like a mother in the stories, get out of the bed, meaning get out of those behind those locked doors and go to Mass, go into the world and proclaim the good news. And of course the disciples might say, but we don't like the people, they don't like us either. And Jesus said, it's not of your concern. You are 30, 40 years old and you are now the shepherds of my flock. I have worked tirelessly for 3 years preaching the good news, and now you are now the shepherds. They need you to tend and to guide them. And they all were afraid that Jesus gave them a gift. He breathed on them the Holy Spirit. And with that, they were no longer fearful for themselves, that is. They were longer for their own safety. They kicked out the doors and went out to the world. The only fear they had now was that if they do not preach, the people would not be able to hear the good news and ultimately be saved. And so they preached the good news to all nations. And to their surprise, when they preached the word of God, they spoke in their own language, but people from different tongues and languages were able to understand in their own voice, in their own language. And the gifts of not only preaching but healing, whoever they touch, they'll be healed. St. Peter, even as he walked by those who were lying on the street, were sick and suffering, and his shadow would fall on them and they would be healed. All these power accompanied them. And so they actually allowed the spiritual work within them to be able to actualize this wonderful, this powerful gift that's given to them by Jesus Christ himself. So this feast is kind of a reminder for all of us too. We too have received the Spirit at our baptism and then fully at confirmation. We have all the potential within each of us. But oftentimes, like the apostles, we stifle the Spirit because of our own fear. We are afraid that we just stifle the Spirit. We held bound. We won't let loose the Spirit within each of us. There are things in our country that are not yet right. Although this is, I have to say, coming from another country, this is the most wonderful, the best country I could have been in. But still, there's work to be done. We have unethical things that happen in our country, immorals laws and rules that place upon us, and yet for the peace, for the sake of keeping safe and security, we were silent. And so we have many different things, several ills in our society. Even the past few days ago, the shooting in Santa Fe in Texas. And there were many experts offering opinions as to why it happened, how we should stop it from happening again. From people who are saying we have too many guns, to others who say they're irresponsible parents who do not keep watch on their children, to people who suffer from mental illness. We don't have any of those things to help, and we don't have anything set up to help those people. And then there's one person who asked a question, questioning God. God, why do you allow such evil to happen in our school? And there was another person who answered the question, saying, I am not in your school because I'm not allowed to be in your school. See, for years, slowly but gradually, our society taking away the Ten Commandments, the prayer in school, pledge allegiance, all these little things that help us to become good, wholesome people. They're taken away from us. And so when these bad thing happens, this tragedy happens, we're questioning God, why does he allow this to happen? And the answer is Jesus said, I am not allowed in your school. Just a few weeks ago, our city celebrates the Buccaneers Days, and we have a big citywide celebration and 7 days down there in the bayfront with all these games and funs, and it's wonderful that we do that. And it's good for the economy too. I have nothing against Buccaneers or Pirates, but we welcome a pirate and we put on a pedestal and we celebrate it. But if, let's say, we have a festivities for Jesus Christ, I wonder how many people would stand up and oppose it, from ACLU people to all these people who stand up and say, Jesus, that's not good for our country, it's not good for our city. Let's say if we lead a Buccaneers, a pirate, and Jesus Christ to our school, whether high school or junior high or elementary, guess which guy they'll let in? Well, open arms, hugging the pirates. But Jesus, he's too dangerous. He has to be out. And so you see how we don't speak up. We stifle the spirit in our lives. And so we are where we are because we don't allow the spirit to work within us to make changes in our societies. In our families too, at our workplace as well, there are things needs to be corrected, needs to be attended to, but for the sake of peacekeeping, we sweep it under the rug, pretend it didn't happen. We don't say anything. At least the mother in the story went up to her son's room and banged on the door and yelled at him for not going to mass. Many of us would just say, oh, we just let them sleep. They need the sleep. They're young. And if they're too old, well, they're too old for mass anyway. And so as we gather here today, we ask the Lord to help us to realize the spirit within each of us, the fullness of it that we receive at baptism confirmation, that we may be able to actualize it in our lives, to let the spirit work within us. We don't have to go to far distant land to learn new language, to preach the good news to the people there. We can do it at home, at our workplace. As St. Francis of Assisi mentioned, the preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words. People will follow, people will see the Christ within each of us by the way we live, what we think, how we talk, and how we act toward each other. As we gather in this church, that we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, in this Mass, we call down the Spirit twice in the Mass. Once, when the priest places hands over the gifts of bread and wine that are offered by the people, the church itself, we call with your faith, we call down the Spirit to sanctify the gifts to become the body and blood of Christ. And then during the Eucharistic prayers, we pray that God will send his Spirit to make us one body, one spirit in Christ. Twice we call on the gifts of Spirit, and it happens both times. Bread and wine becomes body and blood of Jesus. and we're made one when we partake in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We ask the Lord to help us during this Mass as we partake in Jesus' body and blood. May we have the strength and the courage to live out our faith not only in this church but also outside of this boundary of the church, that we might be able to make our family, our community, one in Christ. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We turn now to God, who sends the Holy Spirit to remain with us always, with our prayers for the needs of the church and of the world.
For the church, that the fruits of the Holy Spirit may shine forth to renew the face of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That historical divisions may be healed by a spirit of peace, and that those who labor for such healing may not lose hope, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all baptized Christians, that the Holy Spirit may be made manifest in the way we treat our sisters and our brothers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community, that we may be open to the working of the Spirit in ways we may not anticipate or even understand, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Margarita Garcia, Selwyn Puig, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Delia Farias, Jesusita J. Canales, Ruben Moreno, Joe Cueva, Antonio Perez Jr., Pete Gonzalez, Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, and Katie Marsh, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal intentions, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of all goodness, your gift of the Holy Spirit continues to bear fruit in the world today. May the Spirit enable us to build up the kingdom, and in doing so, renew the face of the earth. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
vibrant out of death. Alleluia, alleluia. Come to create, renew, inspire. Come kindle in our hearts your fire. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. You are the seeker, sure resource of burning love, a living soul. In the midst of strife, the giver and the Lord of life. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. In you God's energy is shown, to us your varied gifts make known. Alleluia, alleluia. Teach us to speak, teach us to hear. Yours is the tongue and yours the
senses with your light. In mutual love our hearts unite. Alleluia, alleluia. Your power the whole creation feels. Confirm our weak, uncertain wheels.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for bringing your Paschal mystery to completion, you bestow the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children. By uniting them to your only begotten Son, this same Spirit, as the church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God. and brought together the many languages of the earth in professions of the one faith. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together an ending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray as upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our bishops, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people your Son has gained for you. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
At the Savior's commandment, formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Thank you. Thank you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us your peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Life-giving Spirit, through your might, darkness and chaos turn to light. Voice of the prophets firm above, speaking of God's eternal. And your God.
grace. We speak the good news every place. Come, Holy Spirit, word and fire. Come, fill your church, our hearts inspire.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.